Maine's municipal officials have been struggling with uncertainty over the costs of providing general assistance benefits to legal non-residents. But now they've received letters from the state confirming that a cash reimbursement is on its way. The State Department of Health and Human Services is notifying towns and cities that the state will reimburse 70% of the welfare payments they've made to cover the needs of more than 1,000 asylum seekers in Maine who are waiting to have their federal work permits approved. As A.J. Higgins reports, the department's also drafting rules to say who is and isn't eligible for assistance.
Even as the letter from DHHS arrived in the mail, Portland city officials were debating how they would cover the costs of food, housing, and other essentials to people applying for asylum. Most live in Portland, where the city council had set up a $2.6 million community support fund for that purpose. The money was set aside after Governor Paul LePage adamantly opposed reimbursing the city for general assistance as specified under a new state law. Jessica Grondin, communications director for the city, says the last several weeks provided some anxious moments.
We weren't sure what DHHS was going to do, and so that's why the council passed the community support program. And so we are going to continue to fund that for September and October until the new law goes into effect on the 15th.
Several key developments contributed to the ultimate release of the funds. First, LePage missed his chance to veto the bill after he misread the Maine Constitution's timetable for issuing vetoes. LePage asked the state Supreme Court to weigh in, and the high court ruled against him. That decision, coupled with the apparent fizzling of a people's veto movement to overturn the law, have combined to take the pressure off Portland and other communities. Grondin says there is at least one more loose end to tie up.
We're still in a little bit of a waiting pattern until we find out who is eligible, because certainly the Community Support Fund might morph into something that is used for those who are not eligible, but that's something that will have to be decided by council and by the community leaders that we've been working with right now on who is funded through that support program.
Health and Human Services officials have notified municipalities that they are developing rules to define how asylum seekers can satisfy eligibility requirements for government assistance. And while that might cause some anxiety for applicants, Westbrook Representative Drew Gattine says the process will likely be a lot less restrictive than some imagine. Gattine is the House Chair of the Legislature's Health and Human Services Committee.
It is a positive thing that they're going to do the rulemaking. We need to keep an eye on it. The good thing about rulemaking is that it is a very public process. The rules will be put out to comment. I assume there will be a public hearing, that people will want a public hearing. And, the good thing about rulemaking is, it follows a very, very well-defined process, and people get a voice into what the rules are actually going to say at the end of the day.
Robin Merrill, the executive director of Maine Equal Justice Partners, a low-income advocacy group, agrees that whatever rule the department comes up with, it will have to comply with the new law.
Presumably, the rule will provide coverage for people who are exactly what the law states, which is people who are lawfully present or people who are pursuing a lawful process to apply for immigration relief.
At DHHS, spokesman David Sorensen said that while the department is complying with the law, poor elderly Mainers will now have to fend for themselves while the state pays out millions to people he calls illegal aliens.
Well, this is really just another unfortunate reminder that the legislature decided to go against Governor LePage and the will of Maine people. It's just not right.
The bill will officially become law on October 15th. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.